This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Wasserman is the House Editor at the Cook Political Report, online at cookpolitical.com. He joins me on the program. Was it a late night for you?
It was a late night, but I'm waiting for Dave McNair,
yeah,
who's been filling me in from afar.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's been doing some fantastic reporting, and in my opinion, it so far has done the best story without jumping to conclusions and trying to be really balanced, and because it's a tough story. You're dealing with someone who killed themselves and allegations of workplace bullying, and it's just a horrible mess.
And he's handled it, I think, very tastefully and very thoroughly.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Now, speaking of thoroughly, that's your job when it comes to House campaigns and elections. And yesterday, of course, we had a number of big primaries around the country. And where were you last night on a big day like that? Where do you position yourself? Are you on a are you on a couch at home in front of the TV, or are you at work at your desk?
Well, I was wearing what I would wear if I were on my couch, but I was actually at the XM radio studios in Washington, D.C., helping anchor their coverage.
Oh, wow. On POTUS?
Yeah.
Terrific. There you go. That's great. One of my favorite channels. Mm-hmm. So give us your distilled yesterday's events for us. What do we learn about politics in America, and what does it mean for us here in Virginia?
Well, we learned that some outsiders are going to win, some outsiders are going to lose. The Tea Party is going to be a big force in some places. It's going to be not so big a force in others. Look, you know, we can't discern one simple message from last night, as the national media loves to look for. You know, Joe Miller upsetting Lisa Murkowski in Alaska is probably the second biggest upset of the cycle so far, behind Scott Brown's win in Massachusetts. But it's something that the polls didn't foreshadow, and so a lot of us here were taken by surprise. But there really was no good, reliable polling in that race. Rick Scott winning the Republican nomination for governor of Florida was something that wouldn't have been expected a couple months ago, but he managed to capitalize on voter discontent with politics as usual and politicians as usual. But at the same time, John McCain was able to absolutely crush J.D. Hayworth in Arizona. So it's a mixed bag all around, and I think in all of these states, in Florida and Arizona especially, there are going to be opportunities for Republicans to pick up seats in the fall.
We're talking with Dave Wasserman, House Editor at the Cook Political Report. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. So we can't say anything conclusively then about November, but you can predict, and you sent out an email recently that I received that you had that rerun the numbers for the November elections, and it looks like Republicans will not only take the House, but take it by even more seats than you'd originally thought.
Well, at this rate, I think Republicans are on track to win the House. Our current forecast is a Republican gain of 35, of at least 35 seats, but you know, the ceiling of that estimate is really something that we can't put a number on right now. And within that range, you know, the likeliest possibilities include a number that are that is over 40, which is what Republicans would need to pick up the House. You know, we still see them a few seats shy in the Senate, and Democrats are very lucky that less than 40% of the Senate is up for election. Otherwise, the Senate would be in deep, deep trouble this year. But, you know, 100% of the House is up, and so the potential for a big shift in the House is much greater.
Dave, talk a bit, if you can, about the primary win for John McCain. Now, clearly, money had something to do with it. McCain, $20 million versus, you know, his more conservative opponents, what, $2 or $3 million, I think, at best.
Right.
When McCain ran for president, it was the maverick, the moderate. He appealed to all Americans. They brought Palin in to satisfy the conservative base, which, frankly, you know, at first, you know, before they got behind McCain, they weren't happy with his pick at all. And so that was, you know, the Palin pick was an attempt to balance that out, bring the base back into the fold so that they'd get out there and help him win. But in this primary, we saw a very different John McCain, who ran, you know, just absolutely took off the any semblance of maverick and ran way to the right as far as he could. Number one, are we going to see a different John McCain in Washington as a result? And number two, what does this tell us about the Republican Party? Does it tell us anything about the Republican Party today in America?
Oh, I don't think we can take a lot of what happened in Arizona and superimpose it on America, because keep in mind that John McCain is a very unique figure in American politics right now. For all of his history of flirting with the liberal media and for coming close to, if not working together all, entirely with Democrats on issues such as health care, climate change, and immigration, he really realized early that he was at risk in a primary this year. And this was really a vindication run for him. I think some people would say that using the word pivot to describe his shift on the issues this year would be generous to him, that he's someone who's willing to say or do anything to win. But fundamentally, I think the Republican primary for president is what saved him, by forcing him to run a little farther to the right, to embrace the Republican identity as the general election nominee in 2008. If he had waited until the 2010 cycle to kind of make this migration to the right, then I think it would have been too late. But he's someone who realized where his weakness was early and did something about it and was extremely aggressive. And that's something that Democrats could take a lesson on right now. But for a number of them, it's already too late.
We're talking with Dave Wasserman. He's the House editor at the Cook Political Report. You can read his work, observations, and insights online at cookpolitical.com. So, Dave, explain to us now how Republicans are winning. Is it just as simple as saying it's the economy, which, you know, dare I point out that the economy was in the tank before the Republicans took over in Washington? Is it that simple, or is there something else going on?
Well, Coy, a lot of people ask me, you know, how is it that voters are ready to give Republicans control again when it's so obviously Republicans who drove the economy into a ditch, et cetera, et cetera? Well, you know, the problem for Democrats here is that they aren't running against the Republican Party as a whole. They're running against individual Republican candidates across America who can run against not only the Democratic brand in Washington, but the Republican brand in Washington as well. In other words, candidates who are untethered to anyone but their own campaigns and their own supporters, who can craft their own message and image to the liking of the constituents they're seeking to represent, whereas they're running against Democrats who are so easily tied to Washington and all the muck in Washington by their voting records. And that's how we're seeing Republicans make a lot of progress. Now, there will be some who have so much baggage, baggage that you simply can't stow away in overhead compartments, that they won't be able to beat Democrats. And we'll figure out who those people are in the next couple months. But I suspect that a number of them will be viable alternatives to Democrats, and that the majority will have a good shot at unseating Democratic incumbents and winning Democratic open seats.
The website is cookpolitical.com, and the man is Dave Wasserman, who I hope got some sleep last night after the big primaries around the country. And Dave, we'll look forward to talking to you again very soon. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.